From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. News time is 8:30. Good morning. Salt Lake County voters will not be deciding whether to approve a $123 million bond for new parks and park improvements throughout the valley. That's because the county council voted down the measure at its meeting Tuesday, rejecting Mayor Peter Caroon's argument that it should be a choice for voters to make. Joining me on the phone this morning is Democratic County Councilman Arlen Bradshaw, who represents Salt Lake City. He supported putting the bond on the ballot. And Arlen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Arlen, was this a strictly party line vote yesterday with Republicans voting against the bond and Democrats supporting it?
That is correct. The vote was 5-3. Councilmember Randy Horiuchi was unable to join us, although he was supportive of putting the bond proposal on the ballot. But yes, all five council Republicans defeated the proposal.
So, Arlen, why did you support putting this bond measure on the ballot, and how disappointed are you at it being rejected yesterday?
Well, I am disappointed that the council took the stance that we don't want to let the voters decide. I do think that the timing was right. There was a lot of discussion in the council meeting yesterday of should we be putting this proposal out there now, and those of us on the Democratic side and Mayor Caroon believe that definitely if the voters were to choose to move this bond forward, there were plenty of projects that would have been, you know, stimulating to the local economy. But some of the doom and gloom in terms of casting us as in a recession, that we can't be asking voters for additional amenities, really, you know, isn't accurate if you listen to our own economists, the council, the county, and our own tax revenues over the last year have steadily rebounded. We're, in most cases, back to our pre-recession levels. And so I think that our local economy is healthy, and the timing in terms of construction costs for some of these proposed products is we would have gotten a great bang for our buck had we moved forward at this time.
Arlen, what do you think of the arguments some Republicans made that even if this would be left up to voters to decide, that voters likely wouldn't understand the implications of the bond, they wouldn't realize what they were getting into by approving this? How would you respond to that argument?
Well, I was disappointed in that argument in terms of saying that we don't trust the voters, we don't think the voters are smart. And, you know, frankly, last year there were several proposals by Republican members of the county council to expand our bond language on the ballot to better educate voters while they're in the voter booth about the ultimate cost of a bond in terms of ongoing maintenance costs and those sorts of things. And I do think that it's, you know, our duty as elected officials and as the local government to help the public fully understand the decision they're making. Part of the proposal included money to do just that. So, you know, by and large, I trust the public to make the right decision and to help we as elected officials know what they want in terms of amenities from the county. So I did not like that argument as a reason not to put this on the ballot.
Finally, Councilman Bradshaw, the county is looking at purchasing a new building for the Salt Lake Valley Health Department in West Jordan to replace the aging building here in Salt Lake City. It would require a purchase of several million dollars. If that comes up for a vote soon, how will you be voting on that? And do you think that this is a needed project in the valley?
I do support the building of a new administrative office for the Board of Health. The county has previously approved up to $15.1 million for the project, and right now we're just looking at sites of where that could take place. Currently, the administrative building is in my district in downtown Salt Lake City, but the building that we use is actually owned by Salt Lake City, and we rent it from the city for about a dollar a year, but it's in need of a lot of repairs. But I do want to emphasize for the constituents in the downtown area that the clinical services that are provided at that facility in the downtown area would not be moved, that they'll remain in the downtown area, and so they won't see that disruption in clinical services. But I do think it's important that we centralize our administrative offices and give them a facility that's able for them to be productive and to work in.
We've been speaking with Democratic Salt Lake County Councilman Arlen Bradshaw of Salt Lake City about the council's rejection yesterday of a $123 million bond for parks and park improvements that will not be going on the ballot this November. Arlen, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll see you.